Hi, my name's Godwin Ford. I'm here to basically speak about losing my father in the Twin Towers, 9/11. I first heard about the accident when I was at school, around lunchtime, coming home. You normally do your everyday things, kind of get dressing and run back out the door to meet your friends. Got told by my stepmother to stay at home. Kind of sit down and watch the news, type of thing you don't normally want to do as a teenager. And saying basically she's waiting for a call from my sister, being who's already left to move to the States to live. A little while later, images came on, I think it was CNN at the time, of planes flying into the towers and literally collapsing. The first thing what kind of goes through your head is your family there? Is everyone okay? Heart's kind of in your throat. Later on that day, got a call from my sister, basically saying that she hasn't heard from my dad yet, and kind of going out to try and find him. And that's kind of where everything kind of unraveled for the family, so to speak. It's kind of surreal. Majority of the time you see or hear on the news that there's some kind of accident in some country, but you kind of go about your everyday life knowing there's something up, but you don't really think it's going to affect you. Obviously you might know someone along the lines that is affected directly, but you never think you would be the one in that position. So kind of finding out that you are one of those people, it was kind of daunting. I don't know if I would necessarily want to forget, because ultimately forgetting would be kind of forgetting everyone who was lost, your father and everyone else in the buildings. I mean, still waiting for answers in regards of inquest and things like that. So I mean, 15 years on, it's still very much existing.